Christmas light arrives and heaven opens. Holy Spirit, let us hear it. When you speak, the church awakens. We believe the change is coming. Holy Spirit, let us see it. When you speak, you scatter darkness. Light arrives and heaven opens. Holy Spirit, let us see it.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, sunshine. Good morning, friends. How you all doing? This is CA back in the saddle here at the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. That's right. Faith Studio 1, Sunday Morning Praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. One exclusive and only with yours truly, CA, on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Hope everybody's doing well today. It is very hot. I'm in the tower, up top tower here at beautiful downtown Fort Worth. I was looking at the pre-temperatures. I'm amazed. Tuesday, 109 degrees is what they're projecting. Ooh. Well, if you live in North Central Texas, please wear light clothing. Drink plenty of water. I've noticed even with inflation that water cost has went up to $3 to $4 more than what we were paying last year. But hey, we got to survive the best way we can. Isn't that right? There's a lot of people that are still in distress. A lot of things going on in America. And what we got to do is just keep praying. And again, like I've always said, we put all of our faith, hope, and trust in the Lord because that's where it is, you know. And we're going to play you some inspirational music as you get ready for church, or maybe you're watching your online services. Or as my dad and my late grandfather would say, you get your soul fed, which I do believe we need to get our soul fed, you know. Let me give you some critical key points. Have that God time. Have the time where you're going to be able just to read the Bible time in the morning, prayer time. Make time for God. You know why? Because He's always got time for you. Amen? Amen. Maybe you're going through a situation in your heart to where, you know, God's love, His love is perfect. And sometimes we just can't carry on. Sometimes our cup is so empty that we need Him to just take full control. Well, Stephen Curtis Chapman has a song I know you're going to enjoy on Sunday Morning Praise. His strength is perfect when we can't carry on. Good morning, get your coffee and just sit back, relax, and let's rejoice together.
He'll carry us.
That's a great song there, Andrew Rip, Fill My Cup, and that is about the truth, isn't it? Well, good morning, everybody. CA, back in the saddle. Seems like I'm in the saddle, I'm out of the saddle here at beautiful Faith Studio 1. The iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. Our temperature, goodness, is already at 88 degrees, and it's only like 5:30 in the morning. Well, we're here to entertain you with uplifting Christian music. It's Sunday Morning Praise. This is a refresh day. I want you, just like a computer, but you're not a computer. I want you to turn your cell phones off for 5 seconds, then turn them back on. Do a reboot. But I also want you to think. You get up this morning. Lord, today is going to be a good day. Today is going to be a good, this is going to be a good week. It's going to be good months ahead. Great and wonderful and marvelous things are going to happen in my life. You know, and before I read our Bible devotion this morning, maybe there's situations to where you're having suicidal thoughts. Don't let that get you. There is a new number, pen and paper ready. We all should know this, 988. Again, just simple, 988. There's staff workers that are helping people with mental health issues, suicidal thoughts. Listen, heaven forbid something like that happen. You got to go one way or another. Your life ain't over because you got a soul that lives inside of you, okay? Just make sure you have your heart right with Jesus Christ. If our station, if our radio station can do anything to help you, we're here for you, okay? Go to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on my Facebook page. Click on station information. My direct phone number is right there, along with texting me. You guys can text me. A lot of people text me from time to time. Your life is valued more than taking it. Just remember that. I'm not a certified counselor. Again, this is a PSA announcement. I'm not a certified counselor. I am CA, on-air personality, encourager, biblical teacher here on the iHeartRadio Network. My Christian podcast show is the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. We've been on the air for almost 4 years. God has just really blessed us. We got a lot of listeners. I've got over 1.3 million listeners all across the world, including our USO radio network. Real quickly, let me tell you, I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, okay? Apple Podcasts, if you got an iPhone, you can download that app, or the app's already built in. Google Podcasts, search them up, download it, search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Hey, listen, we're syndicated on iHeartRadio, that's our main one. And also, I'm all over the network, TuneIn Radio and Amazon Music. Spotify, search me up, same thing, Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Okay, got all that out of the way for you guys. Let's talk about, I personally have been studying, restudying every morning the book of Job. And this talks about the problem of suffering. This is about the truth. We all know what Job went through. The book of Job, simple verse, chapter 23 and verse 11, scripture reminds us, I have kept his way and not turned aside. You know, some scholars think that Job may be the oldest book in the Bible. Whether that is true or not, it certainly deals with one of humanity's oldest questions. Why does God allow suffering? It isn't an easy issue because it goes to the heart of our deepest questions about God. After all, the argument runs, how could a loving and gracious God allow suffering? To put it in another way, if God lets us suffer, he must not love us. But that conclusion is false, friends. God does love us. God is a God of what? Love. And the proof is suffering. Now, he allowed his son to endure the cross. What then is the answer to the old age question? The key is to understand the character of God. See, that is what Job discovered. No, God never gave him a logical, complete answer for his suffering. But through his experience, Job came to realize that God can be trusted because he is merciful and loving. And you can trust him too. Not because he always gives us the answers, but simply because he is God. Even when you're down to something, nothing I should say, when you're down to nothing, he's up to something. I've mentioned that time after time after time. God will provide. He'll provide your needs. He'll help you with your bills. Oh, CA, what are you talking about? No, I'm telling you, he will provide, okay? He will. And again, good morning, everybody. Trust in the Lord. That's what it's all about. Believe and trust. All right, you know what? Not only I am, you are, we the kingdom, an oldie but goodie, child of what? Love. Coffee up. I believe.
word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. What we're doing tonight. This is how I fight my battles. Just when you think you're lost. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Hey. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I find my
the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Uh-huh. I wrote this song with. Give it up for my homie, Mr. Ryan Stevenson.
Lift your head a little higher. Spread the love like fire. Hope will fall like rain. When you speak life with the words you say. Raise your thoughts a little higher. And use your words to inspire. Inspire.
There we go, the live version. That was back about a couple of years ago, just shortly. Well, maybe, yeah, I guess it was probably about a couple of years ago. Before, actually, it was after the COVID had actually started clearing up. That is Toby Mac with special guest Ryan Stevens. Yes, indeed, if you didn't know already, Ryan Stevens was the one that him and Toby Mac wrote that song, Speak Life. And again, I encourage you to like my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. What I do is I do put a lot of different Toby Mac stuff on that he sends me. And update on Toby Mac. He dropped me some songs over the later on this week I want you to listen to. One I played, it was him and his daughter. He's always loved the voice of his daughter. He has a daughter named Marlene. And they have a song that's out. It's a beautiful song. I've heard it. He sent it to me. He said, "CA, tell me what you think about it." I emailed him back and I told him it's a great song. He has an album coming out. It's already completed. Be on the lookout, August the 18th, that's the day for my birthday, August the 18th, Toby Mac, Life After Death. Okay, let's talk a little bit on my last Bible devotion, and good morning everybody, CA on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise, my version of that being July the 17th, 2022, it's flying by. God's true purpose, you know, he says in the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 13, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. You know, prayer, friends, links us with God's purpose for us and for the world. It not only brings the blessings of God will to our personal life, but it also brings us the added blessing of being in step with God's plan. Prayer also, in ways, will never fully understand the full this side of eternity. It's hard to imagine. When you're a new Christian, or you've been a Christian, this year, in a couple of months actually, it was in September, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior 50 years ago, guys. 6 years old, my Sunday school teacher came into my parents' house that they still live in, and it was the kitchen, still the kitchen, the table's not there, since then it's been remodeled, but in that kitchen I sat there, and he led me to Jesus. It's the greatest gift I could have ever received. Now, don't get me wrong. I thank God for my children. I'm not a grandparent yet. I haven't reached that level yet, even though my son's married, him and his wife. They've been married a little over 3 months, almost four. But I'm at that point to where every single day I'm relishing those moments with Christ. He is my energy. He is my life source. And I just wanted to give you a little testimonial for me. Sometimes just puts me in tears. You see, as me and you well know, makes us partners with God in what He's doing in the world. You see, God works through our prayers. See, hey, you don't understand. I've prayed and I prayed and I prayed, and no answer. Well, patience. Well, what do you mean? Well, one time I prayed a prayer, I can tell you honestly, over 30 years ago, and it got fulfilled. God's never in a hurry. You've got to just say, let me just, I know I say a lot of saddle up and Western stuff. Let me say this. Give God the reins of your life, if anything. If you're stubborn, no, I ain't going to listen to CA. He's crazy. No, I'm not crazy. I'm going to tell you something. Just say, Lord, here's the reins. Here's the reins to my life. And you watch and see what happens. Now, it may not happen 5 seconds, but it'll happen. Trust me. And when it does, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or go to my station information. Send me a text on it. Love to hear about it. The model prayer that Jesus gave us concludes with, Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Find that in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and verse 13. Remember that we must seek God's glory in our prayers and not just our own selfish desires. If we were to have our prayers answered, we must be willing to give God the glory when He acts, no matter what the results. Our God said to the disciples, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father will be glorified in the Son. Find that in the book of John, and you can highlight it, chapter 14 and verse 13. Now, we always talk about, you know, Christmas in July and all this and that. But this is, to me, a year-round song, and I just want to share this. I get a lot of requests for it. I used to be, when he's alive, he's gone to heaven now. I'm friends with his wife, Rebecca Spear. You got it. You guys know who I'm talking about. Remember I told you the stories growing up? We knew the Spears family back when Mom, Dad took us to, back in the heydays when churches were churches, okay? I'm not even going to mention what they're like now, some of them. There's some good ones and there's some ones I question. But I let God do all that. That's for another day. Papa Spear, Mama Spear, and good old Ben Spear. Ben was a really nice guy. And he married Rebecca. He was kind of like Carmen. He didn't know he was really going to find love, and he did. And Rebecca loves him and still misses him to this day. I want to hear this song. Let's get a little bit of uplift. Beautiful Star of Bethlehem.
been trying to figure out what it means to be human, flesh and bone, the spirit and the soul. If I cannot earn your love by trying to measure out,
Amen. And yes, indeed, my friend, the late Carmen, that's right. He is my everything. He is Lord of all. And I hope he is Lord of all in your life too as well. Well, friends, I've really enjoyed my day with you this morning here at the iHeartRadio studio. It's called Faith Studio One up top the tower in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. You guys are always a blessing, and I'm just glad to be back on the air. It's challenging, let me tell you, off and on. You know, some days I'm able to be on the air, some days I'm not, or with the heat, it's been kind of hard because we use a lot of the internet. Who doesn't in today's time? And a lot of our music is also internet-based too as well. Got exciting things, exciting changes I'll be sharing up in the next few weeks as we get closer to celebrating our fourth year. My radio station on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. It's hard to believe I've been here 4 years, and I do other stuff for iHeartRadio, and I'm really enjoying it. It's been a good journey. Let's lead off in prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over God and bless us. Let us get that refresh button that we need in our lives, for we love you, and all God's people said, amen. All right, friends, again, CA saddling up, leaving the studio. I want you to remember that the sun, not the S-U-N, the S-what? O-N, S-O-N, sun is always arising on the other side. And I want you to enjoy life. LIFE! Go out and make it a good day. Bye for now.